The all-new Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz invites you to get this with Tony Martin and Katie Diamond.
That's right, Katie on the phones has moved up to the front office.
Yeah, I have wanted to hear that for about a year and a half.
Here we are.
Finally.
Hey, who's on the phones then?
Anna on the phones.
What advice have you given her, Katie?
Just to basically hang up on whoever you don't want to talk to.
That's as simple as that.
Deal to the riffraff.
We'll be hanging up on bad ideas today, but we've got good ones, haven't we? Oh, what's this career thing you're working on?
Yeah. A predicted career. We get someone slightly crap and predict where their career is going.
Let's start with me.
All right, Tone. you'll stay here.
Fantastic.
meat pies. We're going to find out what's in them and what should be in them.
Yeah.
Oh, what should be in them, not what is actually in them. Free fun. Do you like a bit of free fun, Katie?
I love free. Hey, fun's good, but free fun's even better.
You know that's it. Right. In the banana free. Petrol era, we're going to find out how you can get something for nothing. It's all coming up on Get This, where everything is on the table.
You can't take them off the table. You never do that. That's foolish. But they are very limited, and we are dealing with a seriously crazy regime.
How true it is. That's the Stranglers here at Get This Around the Nation. Good morning, everyone. It's me, Tony Martin. It's that bloke over there, Ed Cavalier.
Hola.
And, of course, Richard Marsden pushing buttons.
Hey, Toto.
Sorry?
Well, his name is Toto.
Oops. Stop saying that. Look what happened.
I thought a manic round here.
Don't do that.
Get a chance to play some sweet air keys, though.
A fake round, if you would, for Katie Diamond.
Oh, yeah.
She's been answering the phones on this program for the last 6 or 7 months, and now she's leaving us to go to Albury to begin her assault on the airwaves up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what goes on in Albury Radio? Actually, I know they have a fierce ratings war, but it's only for like 10 weeks every 3 years.
So for 10 weeks of 3 years, I actually have to do something good?
That's right.
What do they do? What do they pull out all the stops?
I was up there promoting something, and I had to go to, you know when you go to a breakfast show and they're doing it on location from a primary school?
Oh, that hurts.
The old OB.
Yes. And it's like 6 in the morning and there's a couple of people huddled around a pile of take that CDs. With children just pelting them with stuff. And the guy was looking really down. I said, what's going on? He's going, oh, mate, it's ratings. I go, how often do you have ratings? He goes, every 3 years. But for 10 weeks, it's full on.
Oh, I love it.
And I've gone, well, what are you up against? He's gone, oh, mate, on the other station, the bloody host of the show proposed to the co-host on air.
Oh, that's good.
And now they're pressuring me to propose to my girlfriend on air.
Oh, I love it.
Really?
And I was telling that story to the bloke who produces The Cage in Brisbane one morning. He goes, yeah, that was me.
You're kidding?
He was the guy who had to propose to his co-host on here. And I'm assuming they're happily married. I'm not suggesting it was some sham for the ratings.
Oh, I am. Absolutely. Are you trying to get me to propose to you, Tony?
I think Marvin really...
Very long bow.
I'll be the bridesmaid.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. We'll have it at Veal Gardens, Rich. It'll be great.
Actually, it is a popular place for weddings.
So, what are you doing there in Albury, Katie? It's a tough old town, I have to say.
Yeah, well, there's a Maya and a sports girl, so I'm set.
Sports girl?
Yeah, I can always tell the size of a town from the shops that are there.
That's good.
Because thought, oh, God, I'm going country, but I'm like, no. Maya. There's a Maya.
There's a sports girl. Is there like a beach? Because I often find in inland towns, there's like beach culture shops.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, there's always a bit of that.
I don't know.
Fantastic cinema.
Apparently.
The Albury Cinemas, it just looks like your ordinary 8-screen multiplex from the outside. Then you go in.
Got a cat?
I think there is a cat because there's an old style.
A what?
Musical.
A cat. What do you mean a cat?
Cinemas have a cat.
Yeah, good cinemas have cats.
Mm. Oh, like meow, meow cat?
Yeah, the Astor in Melbourne has a cat.
Like the kind of animal you might find in your sink.
Yeah. Oh. See, a real old cinema can have an actual cat.
Yeah.
And a faceless multiplex, just one of those robot cats.
There's robot cats.
Aaron McNaught is promoting.
Look at this. Yes, Tony, you've brought me to a link. Well done. Congratulations.
Take note, Katie.
Look at that. Smooth. Right, beauty pageant babe, Erin McNaught, blah, blah, blah. She was, like, mucking around with this new robot friend, right, which is sad. Because if you don't have friends, you can buy one in robot form, Stefanovic style, right? And now here we go. So the one, one of the hottest pit-up promotion. I can't read that. It's too painful. Now, what we're going to do...
Hang on.
Is we're going to do... Oh, it's about how
What are you talking about?
Look, it's about how she was, like, playing with the robot, and then they were like, oh, so you got a boyfriend? And she's like, yeah, he's a surf documentary maker, right? So that's the whole article.
Yes.
My point being that she's already slipped down the ladder from, like, almost Miss Universe Yes. And then she's gone like, oh, FHM kind of cover girl. Mm. And now she's just girl with a boyfriend plays with robot.
Oh, right? How long before co-host on Get This is on the resume?
It's a slippery slide. So, do we have that sting, Rich?
This is for later. We're not doing career predictions now.
But you segued.
I segued, but I was just sizzling it up for later.
Good sizzle.
We're talking about Katie's career.
It's about me at the moment,
right,
Ed.
See that? I just rip up my little bit from the courier mail. They're all my shattered dreams, Tone.
Shattered dreams. We're going to talk about that later. We are, but we've got to talk about Katie's career for the moment.
Thank you.
Sorry, Katie.
It's okay.
What about Aubrey Cinema? Check it out.
Yeah.
Big old-style music hall.
Excuse me. We've got to talk about Katie's career. Anyway, where was I? That's right. Crapping on about an old cinema. Again.
But it was Katie-related.
It was Katie-related.
Why do you meet the guy? The guy who runs the Aubrey Cinema, Doug Henderson. He is a card.
Is he?
He's a full-blown pack of cards, that bloke. But, you know, okay, so you're not going to be doing phone work. You're going to be on here.
Yep.
What's the team?
What's your show called?
I don't know yet.
Wacky name or...
No, I'm going there to check it out Monday, starting
check
the week
out.
After.
Check
but there's another girl on air called Katie, so they've asked me to change my name.
Oh, yes.
Are you serious? Yes. I asked you to
you
change.
You have to come up a name for a
do?
Name for me.
What are you going
to
do?
I don't know, but I'm like, I'm happy with Katie, but I guess...
No, there's no cut through. Diamond...
Oh, yeah, well, it's my surname. Could
That's
be.
Okay, Diamond.
Slash.
Yeah.
Slash
Marsland.
Yes.
He seems to be finished with the name Richard Marsland.
Can
I borrow it?
You're more than welcome to take Toto off my hands.
Oh,
no. What about Washable Zoe?
That's good. I don't know what it means, but I like
discarded
it.
Discarded Japanese toilet names.
Oh, is it?
The Shanksy didn't
good.
Like. That's not going to work in Albury, I don't reckon. Well, that's interesting. Maybe we've got to come up with a name for
you. Yeah.
Today's dovetail. But what Katie does on this program is answer the calls, and I mean, some of them don't get through to us, obviously.
No, a lot don't get through to you.
Yeah, can you give us an example?
Oh, God. I just get excited to answer those phones because the people that call are just so beautiful. My favourite call, I've got a couple favourites. One lady called up, because, like 133353 just must be the number that comes into their head when they want to know anything. And she called up and asked me, what do I use to get teriyaki sauce out of my carpet?
Was that a segment?
Put it away.
I was like, I can't help you. But they get annoyed at me when I don't know the answer. Or another guy called, and he must have been doing like a crossword, and he called and asked me, what is a five-letter word for a table implement?
I think we were doing that one. It was a really specific question.
No, it was which table implement would you steal from the zoo?
It wasn't on that day.
It went really well. What was the answer?
Oh, I don't know. I'm like, I'm sorry, mate. I'm actually a little busy. But I love that others will call and go, can I speak to Tone? And it's like, what did you want to talk about? Oh, nothing. Just want to check out how he's going.
Yeah,
he's a little busy right now.
What am I?
Yeah, that could be one of my long-lost relatives. Like.
Yeah. Or they'll ask, you know, what's Tony doing today? They think I'm your personal assistant. I'm not.
No. What do you
don't call Anna and ask her ridiculous things.
Ooh. And what do you tell them I'm doing today?
Oh, I just make up. He's going streaking down Flinders Street.
Streaking down Flinders Street. When, in fact, he's sitting in a small room listening to a tape of Kim Beazley over and over again. We've had a celebrity message for Katie Diamond.
Ooh.
Ed.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
It just arrived on the email this morning. Can we play that?
Katie Diamond, I'm a big fan of whatever it is that you do down there at... wherever you are, I don't know. I don't seem to be able to access whatever kind of information I would need to discuss this matter. But as I understand it, Katie Diamond is the one filtering out the reprobates and the perverts who seek to inject unforgivable whimsy into your talkback mountain segments. And as for Ed Cavalli, no, I will not be participating in something called Passion High. I will not be assaying the role of Principal Sanchez. I am incapable of performing such acts of scholastic sexual behavior. So let me say, Katie Diamond, I hope you're very popular in Albury, and please let me tell you what I told Nicole Kidman at the Oscars. That is, if you want to long before the batteries run out. Of course, it was expressed somewhat more whimsically. Thank you very much, whoever the f*** you are.
Oh, that's all it is. So,
oh, wow.
Very special message. I'm sure there'll be more of those coming up.
That is amazing.
So, Ed, do you want to get your segment together?
Well, which one's that, Tone? Talk about your favourite old cinema that no one knows about for 5 minutes. I think we've already covered that today.
We got anything else in the tech?
Yeah, I'm on Stefanovic's Wikipedia page.
Oh, that's some sizzle. That's In Excess, Perfect Strangers here at Get This around the nation on Triple M or KOFM in Newcastle.
Ding.
Katie Diamond, who operates our phones here, and also does Tough Love, is that right?
Yeah. I'm a bit of a show whore, really.
Ooh.
Who are?
Who gets the weirder calls?
Probably you.
Yes.
Is that right? I thought Mick Molloy would attract a weird style of call.
Yeah, I mean, you both do. I think you get pretty much the same listeners.
Yeah, I know.
Do we?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I know it's very depressing when daylight saving kicks in and, you know, Mick loses his Brisbane callers. He's always very down. He goes, oh, mate, all the gold comes from Brisbane.
Yeah, they do, actually. The Brizzy callers are hot. Right. I love calling up for a good chat.
Yeah, good on them.
What's happening this weekend? Is the World Poker Tour being boned?
No.
From Channel 10? Because I think they're bringing back Joker Poker. That's all very well, but, oh, I just have to have Vince Van Patten and Mike Sexton. They love the poker metaphors. Listen to this one.
Vince, John D'Agostino's going up and down like the roller coaster at Coney Island right now.
Oh, it is true. He has bounced around more than Anna Nicole Smith in an aerobics class. Oh, no.
I can talk like that for hours. Wow. Is that recent?
Oh, the cinema at Albury, I'm telling you.
Oh, God.
You got to go to the cinema at Albury. Go and meet the manager. Yeah,
it's safe to say that Katie's going to go.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going now. This manager sounds amazing.
The manager
takes us
into the office. He's going, check this out. And he's trying to impress me with a poster for We of the Never Never signed by Angela Punch McGregor.
Oh, not bad. Not bad. The punchster. Not bad.
There's a hyphen involved in everything.
Oh, look, Richard Marsden's on board.
Bowie, how are you?
David Bowie is one of his mystifying nicknames. Hey, Katie, once Katie's on the radio proper in Albury, you'll be on Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah. I'm on it now.
Are you?
Yeah, on your site as Phones, Katie.
I think your name is spelt wrong, though, because there's no A. What's happened to the A in your diamond?
It got lost along the way.
You need to get that bloke who found the missing A from Neil Armstrong's speech.
I should employ him to find my A.
That's right.
It's funny how people just didn't believe Neil Armstrong. He said for years and years, look, I said it, and they were like, no.
You had a lot to get to.
It's pretty unreal.
You had to play golf on the moon. You didn't have time for adverbs.
It sounds better without the A, though, I reckon.
No, I think it sounds weird without the A.
Oh, there you go. Each their own.
Fair enough.
Give us a call. What do you think?
What do you think? A or not to A? hey, Stefanovic, talking of Wikipedia, I've got an email here from somebody who's not that person. I've lost it. Who said, listen, have a look at the Stefanovic's Wikipedia page.
Yes.
I think you'll like the last line.
Right.
So I went to it this morning, and the last line was, Carl's brother, blah, 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 is a blah, 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 blah. And I thought, that's not very funny. So I went back into it, and here we go. If you look back through the changes, it says, Get This, a popular radio show on the Triple M network, reports that Carl is, in fact, a robot, which we do. And someone's taken it off.
Oh, look, well, see, for all the vandals, you have the anti-vandals.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing battle. I got an email from a bloke called Xander.
Hey, Xander.
He was the guy who added to your page the thing about how, you know, the play you were in at university was...
Oh, yeah.
Best described as an exercise for developing actors.
One of my many detractors. Hello, Xander.
But he says that was an actual review.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been sacked from there.
Has he?
I've actually got... Actually, that's not the bloke. How shambolic is our email secret?
He's been sacked.
Oh, he's been, like, banned from Wikipedia. That's what can happen to you.
Yeah.
But see, I was just asking, Ian, how can you get banned from Wikipedia? Because can't you go in under another user and...
Yeah, but I think they just keep banning you. Like, if you keep doing wacky stuff, they just keep banning you in the hope that you'll give up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mm. Xander is the bloke who's calling up wanting us to give Channel 9 a bake for exiting The Sopranos.
All right. We'll get to you, Xander. Don't worry.
We'll get to that guy.
We'll get to you.
Yeah, he gets his envelopes.
We've got David Zeckley. Yeah, he's the bloke who put up the review on the Wikipedia page.
Zeckley.
He's been suspended from editing Wikipedia pages. Preposterous, considering it was a legitimate review for a legitimate theatre production.
Well, you know.
Curse you, Wiki moderators! So that's what can happen.
Shaking his fist at the screen. Hey, Dan has emailed in, and he said that he is the one who put up Shawshanky Redemption, 6:30 a.m. Traction Jackson, The Button Bender, and The Face on Mars on Toto's Wikipedia page. Dan, keep up the good work, son. And Wikipedia monitors, don't ban him, all right? Don't suspend Dan. He's got important work to do.
What you'll be needing for your radio show, Katie, is sizzling hot segments. Have we got one, Ed?
Yeah. Oh, I can do it now?
Do it!
Okay, the cinema in Albury. No, it's called Career Predictions. I only told Maddie to put this in. I haven't heard this before. I asked him to do it. And I stumbled to the kitchen for myself a cup of ambition. Finishes quite quickly.
I heard you tell him on the PA.
Yeah.
Cut it off there.
You just cut it off there, and I can hear Maddie going, but that'll sound really bad. Yeah. And then you've gone, no, that's how I want it.
I stand by that.
That's a good time, that song, isn't it? You can't help but dance.
I now want to hear all of it. Don't
yeah,
you, Katie?
Same.
Ooh, I reckon the start's better than the chorus. Okay. That's just
no one uses typewriters for percussion anymore. Not since the Are You Being Served
thing.
Yeah, I know.
Toto.
Yeah, it's a great song.
You're absolutely right. Okay, where were we? Yeah, McNaught.
I don't know.
McNaught, right? Mm. McNaught didn't almost win Miss Universe. Yeah. She was just a contestant. Mm. Oh, did she come fourth? Fifth? Who cares? then she was something, or then she was on Ralph or something like that. Mm. And now she's in charge of being asked if she's got a boyfriend while playing with a robot.
Right.
So now what we're going to do, guys, is we're going to start predicting careers for these folks and see how close we can get.
Are you going to put a turban on? What? How does
no,
this...
no, I'll just keep this my hat on if that's cool with you.
It says Jim's mowing.
Jean's mowing. It's got a picture of Gene Simmons.
Oh,
it's a joke, you see.
It's a funny one.
Oh, yeah, postmodern. So what we're going to do, so I reckon, you've got to say where you think McNaught might end up. I reckon, ultimately, hosting Lotto.
Really?
Ooh.
What about Quizmania? Surely she'd be Quizmania friendly.
I reckon it's going to be, she'll be a slash, she'll be a Lotto host slash, like kind of, bikini,
infomercial?
Yeah, bikini-clad reporter for a boat show.
Ooh, oh, yes, Ed, you're on it.
For, like, fishing tackle.
Or what about taking on Katie Diamond and Aubrey?
Yeah.
Oh,
just try it, McNaught.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. I can see you guys in the public school at 6 a.m.
Ed got so excited then. He just really visualised that beautifully.
I thought that'd be great. Some ratings war in Aubrey with Diamond proposing to Marsland and McNaught kidnapping him and... marrying him in Vegas.
Hey, you know what else they've got at the Aubrey Cinema?
What's that?
The bloke has a room full of standees.
Yeah.
It's a really creepy room full of cardboard standees.
Yeah.
You know, Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah. Funny.
You know,
Suburban Commando. They're probably that one.
Was it Mr. Mom? No, that was, what was his one where he was, Mr. Nanny.
Mr. Nanny.
Unconvincing in a dress, Hulk Hogan. Didn't believe he was a woman for a second.
But mind you, the guy is stacked.
He's stacked to the rafters.
That's a rack and a half on Hulk Hogan.
She's going to end up tone?
Erin McNaught?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, gee, I reckon hospital radio. Is that too mean?
Hospital radio?
Hospital radio. People mock hospital radio, but it's an experimental playground where you can do what you want.
Ouch. Toto?
I reckon some sort of Ask Erin column in one of those men's magazines.
Really?
That's probably realistic.
She's going to bump Imogen out of that action, do you think?
Well, she's kind of already in bed with Zoo because she's on the commercials for
good
them.
Work, good work. Good work. Diamond?
I reckon probably flipping burgers at Macca's.
Oh, that's harsh.
Oh, sorry.
Rating war started. All right, so now we play, Tone, the waiting game.
All right.
So there's not a lot of payoff for this segment.
No. It could turn into quite a long segment.
Do you think any of these things will happen by the end of the show?
No, but you'll see. What will happen is that she'll appear on Lotto, and then we'll be flooded with emails. Oh, Ed, you were right again. You know.
You were right again. When were you right the first time?
Heaps of times. Let's hear a song.
I think we've got to return some gravitas to this program.
Yeah.
Let's talk about serious issues.
Yeah.
Drugs.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen what drugs are out there at the moment? Bad ones. Listen to this on the Channel 10 news last night.
The raids come after 9 arrests last week, all linked to a crime syndicate. Drugs, including heroin and ice, as well as firearms, were also found in the raids.
Did he say...
heroin and ice?
Heroin and ice!
That sounds like a good drug.
There is a lot of ice out on the streets, I know.
The kids are smoking ice in the streets?
I don't think people want to be getting into the ice at that early age.
Oh, dear.
We have an ice problem. We have a big ice problem in this country.
Aren't people hocking stereos for ice?
Right. It's just everywhere.
Heroin and ass.
Watch out for heroin and ass.
It's twice as addictive as heroin the old ass. Jeez. You're asking for trouble.
You certainly are.
Oh, but I'm jumping.
Peter Costello has...
pun fever.
We don't want flea pun fever. This too early, too early.
Put it behind you.
Peter Costello was fairly fired up on the news last
night. Was he?
I think he might have been talking about the ass problem. I'm not sure. Have a listen to this.
This has been our object for decades. Now that we've arrived, people want to say, this is a problem, 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 this is a problem I would like to have.
That guy is on the ass.
He's so on the ass.
Peter, get some help, bro. All right? The ass is taking over your life. You're a laughing stock.
So is the segment over? Is the one that begins with the 9 to 5 music that cuts off at the bit about a cup of ambition?
Yeah.
And then we just heap crap on that poor Aaron McNaught. That's over, is it?
For now. Till next time.
Get this.
It doesn't actually change that much in the short to medium term, provided everyone remains calm.
For the next big thing from Mercedes-Benz, the all-new Sprinter.
Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon or good evening. Depends where you are. It's Get This around the nation.
Yeah.
And indeed around the world somehow on the internet.
Breakfast in Osaka.
Midnight in London.
Sort of afternoon, I think, in Chicago, where my sister listens.
The best emails are from London, though.
Really?
The best emails are the ones you send after midnight, I find. And a lot of people who send them are, of course, on...
heroin and ass.
Ass! It's a big problem. What was that new drug you were telling us about, Richard Marsland?
I was reading an article and someone was arrested dealing Smurf balls. That's what they're called.
Are they blue?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know they had balls.
Oh, my God.
I don't know that needed underlining.
Is that...
do they?
I hadn't thought of that until Toto said it, and I'm glad he has.
We're all thinking it.
I am now.
Katie Diamond, who, if you've ever called this program, you've spoken to Katie.
Shout out.
Do you want to send one of these so-called shout-outs to somebody?
Shout out to my girls.
Yes. As she was doing Raise the Roof hand.
Yeah, Raise the Roof. I told them last night, and they're like, there's no way you can do a shout-out. I'll be doing a shout-out.
That's right.
Do you want to name them? Do you want to name and shame?
Hey, Abby, Stason, Miff. Hey, Mum.
Yeah. Ryan's a friend of yours.
Yeah, Rai Shelton's my friend. And he sent me support this morning. He's like, he calls me Monty for Diamond, Diamonty. He's like, good luck with the show. You're going to be great. Da, da, da. And I write back, thanks. I hope I just don't, bite the dust in the hot seat, which is where I'm sitting.
Yeah.
And he writes back, well, just remember, a woman's place is in the kitchen, so you were privileged to be out of it.
He's a charmer.
He's amazing.
So nicknames. There are just so many nicknames now on this program. And Xander, the bloke I misattributed.
Hello, Xander.
He's not very happy. He wasn't even the bloke who wants us to bag Channel 9 for axing The Sopranos, which is a disgrace.
Yeah, yeah.
3 weeks they gave that.
I know.
But he writes in to say, I remember in the early days when you proclaimed Get This to be the only show on radio where the hosts were given the dignity of their own actual names.
That is true.
It seems likely this program has descended into nothing but a series of increasingly ridiculous nicknames emanating from the mouth of Ed Cavalli. Well, not on my watch! In caps.
Oh, no. Does that mean he wants me to stop?
He also wants us to stop playing Snow Patrol.
Oh, does he?
You're All I Have, which he says is the new Wise Men. The new Wise Men. Is Wise Men part of the essential 2006 countdown?
No, Tone, but...
Hasn't that been unearthing some gold?
No, I've been hearing some good stuff. I've been loving it.
Oh, I'm not saying bad things about it.
Oh, really? Unlike you, Tone?
I think I may have heard, you belong to the city.
the saddest horns in music.
That Miami Vice sax.
Has Dolly Parton been played?
I hope Jolene's a great
Jolene, I was going to say, is one of my all-time favourite songs.
A heart in that bad boy.
Oh, it's amazing.
What have you heard, Katie, that you've just gone off? Never thought I'd hear that one again.
Oh, I'm really bad with the names of songs.
Yeah. We'll just hum and bark.
Nickelback. Oh, I never thought I'd hear that on this station.
Is that right?
What about the Kershaw Fest we had yesterday? And the Kershaw buffs, Kershaw buffs we're talking about, haven't they come out of the woodwork?
Thankfully. I didn't realise we were such an army, but we are. And one day we're going to rise up, put on a neckerchief and take over. I'll tell you what, though, because I went onto the YouTube, right, in lieu of doing any work in this place, and I found the film clip for Wouldn't It Be Good?
Yeah.
Do you remember? Does anyone remember it?
No. I watched it with you.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
He's an alien, right? And he's wearing...
No, Ed, you jumped to conclusions. I don't think he's an alien.
Come on, Katie.
No, he's just got a superpower suit on.
He's got a chroma key suit on that displays his thoughts.
Oh, it is amazing.
Actually, what are the thoughts?
Roads and people yelling at him and then shoes for a bit, right? But then this is what makes me think he's an alien. He likes this girl, like, across the way. Yeah. Can't have her, right?
Yeah,
unrequited. I know how you're feeling, Nikki. And so then what his way of dealing with that is to sort of boil some water in this weird thing, wear his chroma key suit, and everyone's like, oh, my God, someone's got a chroma key suit on, what are we going to do? And they, like, push him around because he's different. And then he goes out to the field and gets zapped back to his own planet via satellite.
Wouldn't it be good?
It's so good.
It is amazing.
He's a genius.
Wow. I think, really, for today's musical number, I reckon, can you do one of the old Kershaw standards?
You know what, everyone? I'm giving everyone a synthesizer. Everyone got your synthesizers?
Yeah, okay.
Not mine.
Yep. Set them to happy. Toto, set yours to moody. Diamond, can you set your... I'll need you at some point to kind of do like a... Like, you know what I want you to
sexy?
Set? No, I want you to play the emotion of lying in a waterfall. Okay, not the
I'm
actual...
I'm in the waterfall now.
Excellent work. Tone, you go in the corner and you talk to yourself about the cinema and we'll come and get you.
I'll put some eyeliner on.
Okay, all right, put some eyeliner on. Chroma key suits at the ready. Look, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is probably the best song I'll ever play in this spot. 2, 3, 4.
Oh, what is that sound?
Come on, people. It's a party on a yacht. You know it is.
It's a hexagonal yacht.
Come on. Come on. All right. Ready, Katie?
Yeah.
In the waterfall?
I'm in the waterfall.
We need you.
There we go. Thank you, Nick Kershaw, here at Get This Around the Nation. Diamond answers the phones here. She's leaving us today. It's very sad. She's off to Albury.
Albury Wodonga. Shout out.
And doing the breakfast show on Star FM. And what are the hours?
5:30 till 10.
5:30 till 10.
I'm just confused. Who has 4.5 hours of stuff to talk about?
Oh, well. Good luck on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I remember when breakfast was 6 till 10 and then they shaved it back to 6 to 9, but 6 till 10?
I never knew that.
Yeah, those were the days. That was back when Nick Kershaw was new releases.
He's got a new album coming out.
Called
You've Got to Laugh. You've Got to Laugh. And it's only available via his website. Mm. Ow.
Don't write him off yet. That bloke yesterday.
Ouch. No, I'm
still in the game, man, is the phrase he used.
And it's a game I want to play. I am staunchly in his corner. That was amazing.
Do you think that'll be album of the week here on Get This?
Yes. I didn't know we did that.
We are now. You've got to So for a whole week, we'll just be sizzling You've Got to Laugh by Nick Kershaw.
I'd be really happy to do that.
I love Nick because he's dropped the C from his
name. Yeah, man. It was getting in the way.
N-I-K.
It was the C was getting in between him and his fans.
It was holding him back.
All right.
Hey, let's have some really good music. Where are we going? I think we know.
Take the climb. Climb up Talkback Mountain. There's no time. Hey, but we're not counting. Maybe if we had a shorter intro song, we'd be
Running on time for the first show since April 23.
That was the last time we ran the time. Hey, what about our friends Mercedes-Benz and their all-new Sprinter?
Yes.
Oh, delicious.
That's a big-ass van.
It is.
It's like the TARDIS.
Is it?
It looks big from the outside, inside even bigger. You could stage a cheese rolling tournament in there.
Right.
I reckon
you could. That's a good idea.
One where people break their legs because they're running down a mountain so fast after those wheels of Gouda.
That's not a bad idea, Tone.
It's a great idea.
Bad idea at all.
Katie?
You know, maybe, Katie?
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to do, like, events, aren't you?
Yeah, to fill those 4.5 hours.
I'm going to have to do something.
Cheese roll?
I'm all about it.
You're all about cheese
roll? I'm partial to the cheese.
All right.
I like the roll.
Is there enough hills around Albury?
No,
it's flat there.
I'm going to do it in the Merc.
In the Merc, you'd start it inside. Like, you'd go to, like, the largest staircase in Albury and start
maybe
it there.
Maybe at the cinema.
Yeah, and then you could...
Oh!
It's a big cinema. It's full of surprises, I'm telling you.
This is good. Yeah. Now we're getting somewhere.
And then you could take on Wodonga. Albury v. Wodonga. Cheese rolling.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you have to dress all in yellow.
Like a piece of cheese.
Yes.
I'm with you now.
You both went silent.
Oh, I'm so
a little
wet.
Backup would be nice.
Ideas shower. Okay, what are we talking about? Free fun.
We're innovating.
Free fun. People are spending up big on bananas, petrol, and rising interest rates.
Yeah, I know, Tone.
So people are looking for free fun ideas over the weekend. I talked about one yesterday. Get the Law and Order theme onto a VHS tape, mime along to all the instruments with your partner.
That is beautiful.
I thought that was really cute, Tone.
It's minutes and minutes of fun.
That's really cute with your Labrador looking on and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Okay, here's another free fun thing to do on the weekend.
Yeah.
If you've got a dog, anyone who doesn't have a dog will think this is weird.
Uh-oh.
What you do is you're driving somewhere and you say to your wife, the next dog we pass is the next husband or wife of our dog. Now, that sounds like nothing. That sounds like nothing.
Hang on.
But I promise you'll be laughing. You will laugh. So you just drive along.
What if you don't have a wife?
Yeah. No, you need two things for that one, Katie.
Yeah.
Or three, actually. A car, a wife, and a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does a girlfriend count?
That could work. Yeah.
That's cool.
Just if you're a dog owner. If you're just a dog owner.
Okay,
just
dog
go. I said dog opener.
It's
a handy new product from the Get This Laboratories.
Dog opener.
But you're just driving along. Next dog we see,
okay,
that's going to marry our dog.
Yeah.
The next one after that is the one our dog's secretly having an affair with.
Now we're getting somewhere.
See, it gets interesting.
Okay, that's good.
It's like that game. Did you do this when you were a kid at the cinemas?
Probably not.
The slides
didn't
came up.
Didn't have many friends.
You know, the slides? The slides come up before. You wouldn't remember slides.
No.
But it'd be just. Well, they still have them, don't they?
No.
The ads? Yeah.
Before the actual moving ads, they have...
Oh, yeah. Like, come to Davies Italiano Ristorante.
Thinking about carpet? That sort of thing.
I was, actually.
Well, when we were a kid, we'd go, okay, the next one that comes up, that's your girlfriend. Oh, how gay are you? Look, it's the Milky Bar Kid. That's your girlfriend. Okay, the next one after that is your girlfriend.
That is a crap way to have to start going out with the Milky Bar Kid.
But it's free.
And it's fun.
Okay. There you go.
Okay, that's very free and very fun.
What have you got for us?
Should have thought about it. Really should have thought about this, Tone. I looked out the window.
That cost nothing?
I looked out the window and I thought, I haven't thought about this. I'll get something out the window. And it's just like a bird pecking at a tree. And I'm going, tree pecking, bird flying, cat... dear.
Rain, not working.
Dear,
not functioning.
Go running, play some sport.
Oh, Ed. Gosh.
You know, play some
sport.
We used to play neighbourhood golf when we were kids.
Neighbourhood golf?
Yeah, neighbourhood golf is where you get a golf ball and you'd say, all right, hole one is in, you know, Tim's backyard, and you start from down the street and you just have to hit it into the hole in as many shots as you can, and the neighbourhood provides the obstacles.
Wow.
Free fun. Can you top that, Katie Diamond?
I don't think I can. I'm partial to a bit of Hayaki 1-2-3.
What's that?
It's like that chasey game where there's a base and you get all your friends and you go and hide, and then you've got to get back to base and go, Hayaki 1-2-3.
Is that like go home, stay home?
Yes. That's something different. That's like when you've mucked up at the supermarket and your mum sent you home. Just sit in the corner. That's a different game. But still, Tone, thanks for letting us into your childhood just that little bit more.
What have you got for us, Richard?
Toto?
My local park, they have, there's a lake and it's filled with ducks and I think maybe there's even a chook on the island.
Oh, little ducks.
But the geese at a certain time of year can get a little aggressive.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun to feed them and then just to wait until they want a little bit more bread and then wait for them to chase you.
That's
fun.
Chased because by a goose.
Like geese when they're hissing, very scary. Chased very intimidating animals. Goose.
And do they're protecting their territory? Is that what they're
that's
doing?
Right, yeah.
Because we have the crows at our park. I saw an elderly woman with a motorbike helmet walking through the park, obviously worried about crows flying down and stealing her pension book and pecking it to death.
They're scary-looking birds.
They are scary.
They're really
pecking
scary.
Her to death. Once they got the pension book, why are they going to peck you to death?
What I would do is get one of those helmets, get two dead crows, attach them to the helmet, and run through the park screaming, "Get off me!" That's free fun. I'm looking for free fun.
Where are you going to get some dead crows?
I don't know, but they'd have to be free when you found them.
Right, you heard it first, kids. All you're going to need is a helmet and some dead crows. Dead cats will work. Dead anything.
What about my idea the other day of finding one of those toilets that looks like the TARDIS in the city, dressing up as Doctor Who?
This is a great idea, Tom.
And just lurking in there.
Great idea.
And then just coming out.
No, the biggest...
Just going, it's pretty hard work back there in the 7th century.
No, your other one. Your second one was better.
What was my second one?
No, you go in.
A magician's assistant.
A magician's assistant would go in.
Yeah.
And then, like, you'd already have your Labrador in there.
Yeah.
And I thought you'd have to get an outfit for your Labrador, so you see if they're in the same outfit.
So I send the assistant. In. She hides behind the cistern and the dog comes out.
The dog's already been in there in a sparkly dress.
And impatient, people needing to go.
Yeah, local, local toilet needers are left, chagrined but amused.
This is what we're looking for, just free, fun things to do.
This is great. I've got a weekend. Everyone does, as of this afternoon, when I finish here.
Yeah.
I'll need a nap, but then I'm right, and then I'm up for some free fun. This is great.
That's what we're looking for, free fun.
So call us up now, and the number is... Get ready, here it comes. Get a pen. That's right. Get a pen. Here it is. Call on 1-333-53-MMM. That's right, 1-333-53-MMM. Yes, it's 1-333-53-MMM. Triple M. Now here's Nickelback.
No, it's not.
Kershaw.
And that's Eskimo Joe, and this is Get This Around the Nation, where Katie Diamond is out of the phone room and behind the mics as we look for free fun ideas.
Yeah.
What have we got?
Hello, Luke.
Hello. When I was a kid, me and my mates, we grew up in a town where there were a few piers, and we actually used to ride our bike off the piers.
I used to do that. It is so much fun.
A bike man rally.
Oh, bike man rally.
Yeah.
How far did you get? What kind of distance?
Oh, probably about 5 metres before I did a belly flop. But
I think that you're lying, Luke.
Yeah.
No, Harvey Bay, they have the best piers to jump off.
Is that right?
How do you retrieve the bicycle?
Well, because you're actually jumping off into the beach, you can actually just walk it back up with you.
Oh.
Okay, that looks good, coming out of the water with a bike. That's a great look.
Oh, good look.
Hey, Luke, have you done it recently?
No, I haven't done it in a couple of years now.
Get down there. Give it a crack. It's still fun. Just because you're a bit older, it didn't stop being fun.
Oh, I know, definitely. And one thing I wanted to say to you guys as well.
What's up?
The Nick Kershaw album, The Best Of, it actually has 17 songs on it.
Excellent.
Yeah, so there'd be The Riddle, Wouldn't It Be Good, Don't Let the Sun, etc. What beyond that?
Yeah, but those are the only two Best Of songs.
Three. Look, did you hear the song we played today, Luke?
I certainly did.
I mean, if you're that good at synth, I reckon you've got at least 17 tracks in you.
I'd be happy to have that song repeated 17 times.
Now we're talking. Are you coming over to the Kershaw Army, Luke? Have we converted you?
Oh, definitely. Well, a deal breaker with my girlfriend. I bought the Kershaw album.
Yeah, and she didn't like it.
No, she didn't. I played it nonstop for a couple of days, so...
Yeah, you know what, Luke? You're better off without her. You know what I mean? You're better off without her.
Wouldn't it be good if she wasn't here? That's right. What he said.
Thank you, Luke. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
Mate, what are you doing for free fun?
Well,
Ed. Actually, just with regard to Luke that was on the phone a moment ago, I saw a bloke who pushed his bike out in front of him doing a peer jump one day, and the resulting action was, "Oh, me plums!"
Oh, is that right? Resulting action. So what are you doing for free fun?
Well, when we drive along the road, we play a little game called Cows, Cows.
Yes, yes.
When you spot some cows in the paddock, whoever spots them first gets right of way in this game. And Tone, this will appeal to some of your idiosyncratic traits.
Let's hear it. Yes.
Basically, what you do is the first person says, cows, cows, and then you add a statement after it. So it could be cows, cows over there, and the second person then has to say something that rhymes to it.
Wow.
So it could be cows, cows over there, cows, cows, they have hair. Yeah. And then the first person gets a new rhyme.
But
you see, there's multiple ways you can run with this. You can keep using the same sound so that the other person starts to run out of words, or you can start making it a little bit juicy. So, for example, you could say, cows, cows, they're not ducks.
Okay.
Cows, Nickelback sucks.
There we go.
and obviously this could be enhanced by a bit of crunk beat underneath. If you've got a loop with some beats happening.
Not bad at all.
Oh, look, if you want the beats to get going, you just move over onto the little d-d-d-d-d-d-d in the middle of the road.
Oh, yes, that's the d-d-d-d-d.
That's great.
Tony.
For punctuation, drive through the front of a shop.
That's, Tony, that is an intelligent, fun, you know, intellectual game. Well done. The only, when I drive past a group of cows with a herd of cows.
Which you do a lot.
With my friends, I often just ask who thinks which one looks the most delicious.
Cows.
Hello, Hamish. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Mate, great. What are you doing? What's going on?
I like to compare the patronage of two competing chicken shops down the road from where I live.
Talk me. Hamish, I'm on your side. Now talk me through it.
Well, there's the old one, Clem's Chicken. It's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Wonderful produce.
Yeah.
And there's a new competitor called Chicken Wizard, which has a ridiculous kind of picture of a chicken with a wizard's hat and a strange outfit.
And you know what? Yeah. And you know what, Hamish? It's got that weird thing where to advertise the animal that you're eating, they've gone for the picture of that animal on the sign. Like there's a butcher's near where I live, which has just got a pig with a bib on, licking its lips, holding a knife and fork.
That's right.
Say you've got, hang on, Clem's. So that's your old school.
So who's going into Clem's, Hamish?
And they just they're completely opposite each other, so it's direct confrontation.
So who's going into Clem's and who's going into the Wiz?
I think you get more of your workaday workers, traditional, the loyal people, and then you get people who just happen to be on the other side of the road going to Chicken Wizard.
You know what?
That's pretty mean of the Wiz to set up there.
Yeah. Well, you know, if the opportunity's there, that's capitalism.
Oh, that's the Wizard. I tell you, that's the Chicken Wizard.
He does have a better name.
Just a few blocks from this station is something called the Chicken Machine. That's what they've called their chicken shop. Just a bit disturbing.
Okay. We're so over time. We're going to go to John. Sorry, Ian. Oh, we love you dearly, sir, but we have to get to John. Hello, John. How are you?
G'day. How you going?
Great, sir. What do you do for free fun?
Okay. Spend an hour vandalising as many Wikipedia pages as you can.
It's you.
Now try and break that record.
That's great. Have you been on ours at all, John?
Been locked out.
Well, John, I'm pleased to tell you that the Nick Kershaw and Carl Stefanovic pages are up for revision.
They're a target.
There we go.
Get in there before the padlock goes up. Wow.
You've got to check out fartingpreacher.com.
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 I will. Thanks very much. There's my weekend.
What a lot of fun.
Katie, it's such a sad day for us.
Yeah.
How is the show going to cope without the diamond factor on the phones?
I have no idea, and I'm glad I'm not here to see you.
Well, good luck with those big-ass 4.5-hour shifts at Auburn.
Yeah.
That's basically like almost a week.
It's a week of our show.
It is.
Every morning.
Now, good luck getting married on air, which is something that seems to be happening to you very soon.
It's mandatory. So excited.
Anna on the phones is taking over, and she's been doing a fantastic job this week. Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Richard Marsden, pushing a button or two. What about on the pots and pans till all hours? It's Maddie D.
Best person ever.
Keeping the show on the rails, our producer, Nikki Hamilton. All of the knob jockeys around the network.
Merchants.
And, I think our key phrase today, probably courtesy of Peter Costello.
This has been our object for decades. Now that we've arrived, people want to say, this is a problem, 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 this is a problem I would like to have.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Tone.
And we'll be back on Monday with Mick Malloy and Gary Eck. And it's all thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. It's all new. You know it is.
Now it's all out and you know.
Heroin and us.